commiserations, Brian. That game was very much about defences, certainly in the first half.
The first half we were very pleased, you know, with our performance. The set piece, as we knew, was going to be a big day for us there. And to be fair, early on, maybe our scrum creaked, but all credit to the lads, they stuck in there, and we got our scrum back. But I think the big thing for us today was the fact that our line out was exemplary, and all credit to Rory and to Johan. That was one major plus that we can take away from the game. At half time, as I say, we thought we were well in it, and just in the second half now, we felt that we played with great courage. We felt the contacts, the impacts that we were making were top class. We just feel very disappointed that we turned over a lot of vital ball. We didn't put our possession into pressure and into points, and at this level you've got to do that. And we leave here very, very disappointed from the point of view that we think we deserve something, and we're disappointed to be going home after a performance like that with absolutely nothing.
Is part of the disappointment the fact that you couldn't have come at a better time to play a Leicester team?
Well, it doesn't matter, about us coming to Leicester at a good time or a bad time. We're just exceptionally disappointed that we're going home with no points. The fact that you always have to worry about coming to Welford Road. It's a hotbed of rugby. They have a tremendous record here in Europe, and we knew that coming here. Yes, they've had a poor start to the season, but the fact that they haven't gone well in the Premiership probably makes them even more difficult whenever you're playing them at home here, because they know they have to perform in this competition.
Do you have to set yourself a task of 10 points in the next two games then?
Well, look, we've got two games against Aroni, first one at home, and Clermont showed what can be done, and we know we can play rugby today. Again, we made too many errors. We turned over the ball too easily, and we can't afford to do that. It'll be no different against Aroni at Ravenhill in a few weeks' time.
What sort of strength will you have then? Who will be back?
Well, we're hopeful that John Afoa will be back. Hopefully, he'll definitely be back for the Scarlets game in the Pro 12. And unfortunately, Paddy had an operation the other day, so. He's going to be out for 48 weeks, just depending on how he recovers. But we're very hopeful that that Ruin will be back for the Scarlets, and he can get a bit of match time during that game and lead him hopefully into the Aroni matches.